This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's time for a special Thursday edition of Foodie Friday. Scott Burton, your host today. On the show now with me is, let's see, Megan, could you sort of describe what the three of you are?
The three of us. The three of us are employees and owner of Capital Copy.
And what was the description that you sent?
Well, Toby came up with it, but he called us an aggressive and creative emergency response team that happens to operate printing equipment.
And a little background here. One day I was going into Capital Copy, and I needed to have a book bound. And the three of you were talking about food so passionately and having so much fun while you worked. And I just said, hey, you guys got to come on Foodie Friday. And here you are. So welcome to the show. So Toby
Thanks.
Harbinuck, and he's brought us a lamb curry today. Megan DeSlover, you're just listening to her voice with some lemon bread and more. We'll tell you about that in a second. And Matt Butler with some poke. So welcome to the show, everyone.
Well, thank you.
It's
Thanks.
Great to have you guys here. So is that what it's like every day at Capital Copy? Just doing work, but waxing poetic about food?
We wax poetic about food a lot.
Yeah. Especially
honestly,
you guys.
Yes, super fun all the time. Like everybody's got something they bring in, and I'll walk in and tell Toby my best way of cooking bacon, and he'll hit back like, this is how I do lamb, and it's just really it's fun because it's what we're doing with everything that we do. It's like, you know, this is how I do it, and this is the best way to do it. Do you have a suggestion? And, you know, I mean, it fires all around, all the time.
Were you all food enthusiasts before you worked there, and this is just sort of a coincidence, or have you been?
I'd say it's kind of there's some coincidence. Three of us are Megan and myself and someone who's not here, Rob, are volunteer firefighters as well. And firefighters are pretty much required to know their food.
All right, because you have to cook for lots of folks,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's let the food speak for itself. Let's see, Toby, you recommended I start with a poke.
Yeah.
Matt's poke. Tell us all about this, Matt.
Well, this is a really simple recipe. I'm the type of person who gets to cooking. I put too many spices in too many times. I want to try everything and get to a certain flavor. Poke, it's ironic, but I found just exactly the right spices, the right things I want to put into it, and I stick with it every single time. It's really easy to do, so I really like it for that reason. It's basically just avocado, raw cabbage, a good yellowfin, ahi, and I put just a teaspoon, I would say, of sesame seed oil. And once you let that coat it, let it sit in soy sauce. I usually only go about 4 to 8 hours, but overnight's not bad.
All right. Well, that's delicious. Is that some cabbage in there as well?
Yeah, and cut the cabbage strips real small if you can. Long slices.
It's delicious. How do you get your white rice just right?
Honestly, I do the old finger trick. You know what I'm talking about? You put your finger in first line for the rice, second line for the water, and it wins every single time. I like it to be sticky. Again, it's going to be cold rice. I think it's a refreshing meal. So being that it's a refreshing meal, I don't want anything hot in there. So you got to have that rice a little bit sticky. When you throw it down, you can put a topping over it and you can almost cut into it. It's
right. And texturally, I love sort of the softness of the yellowfin and the crunchiness of the cabbage, avocados in there, and then the rice, of course, to carry those flavors.
Absolutely. I honestly tend to move more towards the white parts of the cabbage, like deep inside, you know, to get that crunchiness. But again, the yellowfin, it's one of the softest raw fishes that you can have. It falls apart. If you cut them in quarter inches, you're gonna almost pull them apart while you're doing it. End of the day, though, it's a really, really easy recipe to get through. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of shopping. It doesn't take a lot of work. And you put it in the refrigerator, let it sit for as long as you like it. And everybody has a poke recipe. If you get this one basic one, you're going to end up finding just one slight movement to the left or the right that you'll add to it, and you'll be pretty happy with it. Well, at least in my experience.
Do you have it written down somewhere?
No, it's all. Yeah.
Well, if you happen to want to send us the recipe, I'll put it on the web.
I will. I'll throw it to you. I've got a basic breakdown for you.
All right. What should I eat next, Megan?
You should eat Toby's lamb.
All right, Toby, tell us about this.
Boned out leg of lamb, knocked down into small pieces, and then in this case, I slow cooked it with a few onions, some shiitake mushrooms, and my favorite curry mix. It was in a slow cooker on high for about 3 hours. I do it in a wok as well, which gets a little bit of a different texture, which is a really good way to go as well. And that takes maybe about 45 minutes if you're in a hurry.
I see that the lamb it almost looks seared, or did that just happen in the slow cook?
I think that just happened.
It's delicious, and you said my favorite curry. Is that a secret, or can you tell us about your favorite curry?
I'll be honest, I get I kind of cheat a little bit and get a curry mix off the shelf, which I can email you for web content, but you know, I assume a lot of folks probably have a recipe that they really like, and that's certainly a good way to go too.
That lamb is so tender. It's delicious. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. I bet the people at the fire station love this.
It's popular at potlucks, that's for sure.
Wow.
I'm a big fan. He brought this in a little while ago, and when he did, like the whole shop, I mean, just filled up with the smell of this. I mean, you can imagine lamb curry rolling out from morning. It's an amazing smell.
Is that like a regular thing at work? Do you guys bring
We bring in food a lot. Megan especially, but she's the by far the most advanced chef and most creative with food among us. But we all try and contribute a little bit here and there.
All right, Megan, tell us about this lemon bread, please.
Well, this is not really anything particularly special. I've never made it before. I made it for this show. I am a big fan of quick breads. Yeah, you could do that if you want.
Is that a good choice to dip?
You can do whatever you want. What you're about to eat, maybe, is the SCOBY fruit leather. And that's something that I've been playing with and making more of. So I have a kombucha book, and it has a bunch of recipes using the actual SCOBY. Since they multiply so fast, you have so many SCOBY. And I have a dehydrator, and so I have been playing with it and putting different fruits and with different amounts of sugar in the dehydrator. That one that you ate is lemon.
Very nice.
Yeah, and you just blend the fruit and the sugar and the SCOBY together and then throw it in the dehydrator. And you don't have to feel too bad about using a dehydrator in Juneau since we're on hydropower.
That's right.
And then the lemon bread I cook with what I have in my house, and sometimes, so I had a ton of lemons, so I needed to do lemon things. So that's why what you're getting there, lemon poppy seed. I also make a lot of lemon poppy seed things with my daughter because she
delicious,
really
perfectly
likes it.
Moist.
Yeah.
You said that about blueberry muffins once, and I got to tell you, best ever I've ever had. Just saying. Roll right in with the best that you could put across the table.
Yeah, and then that's cashew butter, and that was also something that I've never done that I wanted to try. It's kind of in vogue, people soaking their cashews.
Toby, what do you like most about Megan's cooking?
I think her flavor and seasoning choices are really well thought out, at least for my palate. And it's always some like creative, just these little bits of extra creativity that she puts in that are kind of spontaneous and kind of take things to the next level. And that's more impressive because she'll be like, yeah, I did that in like 5 minutes.
You three, this has been really fun. I'm sorry to say we've run out of time on today's show, but this has been a lot of fun. We've been speaking with Toby Harbinuck, Megan DeSlover, and Matt Butler. You can meet them in person, maybe even potluck with them at Capital Copy sometime.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a delicious lamb curry, some lemon bread and poke. And please send me the recipes. I'll put them on our website at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. We took some pictures of this. It's all delicious, you guys. Thank you so much. Quickly, if you had an inspiration to give to our listeners for the weekend, what would be something fun to try?
I'd go make bacon better than I can because I'm looking how to make it just exactly crispy. So,
got it. What would you do this weekend, Toby?
Go trick-or-treating at Costco and then see what inspiration strikes.
Nice, nice.
All right, Megan?
I think you should dig through your shelves and see what you already have and what you've never used but had for like 3 years and then figure out what to do with it.
Team Capital Copy, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I like the way you cook, the whole production and how you serve it up, the whole seduction of the color and the smell, the presentation, the texture on the tongue. I get impatient, it tastes a little more, little more, little more, a little more. I like to watch you stir.